Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all, hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, and the title of this chapter is, To Us a Child is Born.
Now, you kind know those titles are not in the original.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. And in fact, I know from different versions, they have different titles,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know.
You know,
I just had to say
whoever
that.
Whoever the editor. Or,
hi, everybody.
And being the editor-in-chief, you're very in tune to this kind of thing. Mary Ann joins me this morning.
Continue on. I interrupted the reading of the scripture.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Oh, wow. What a great passage.
Oh, I love that passage.
And this is in
Isaiah. Yes, it
is. And I know a lot of people, when they read this, it's hard to dispute when it's talking about the Messiah that'll come into the future and him be referred to as Mighty God, Everlasting Father. It's one that some people really have to wrestle with because if you take it literally, and this is what it's saying, then the Messiah is going to be, if you will, God and yet man because he's born in the line of David and all the things that, you know, we like to talk about and think about and share with others. So
that scripture always gives me the chills. I don't know. It's just so powerful.
It's kind of a lead into a story we'll be reading out of this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the December edition. And Marianne is the editor in chief. And I was telling somebody the other day, oh, Marianne makes that decision. She runs some things by me, but I give her the veto power. Well, it was
whatever
one of the things that you were arranging or putting into place.
Okay,
and I said, oh, well, that's Marianne's department. She's the editor in chief. And so I get much more credit for the paper than I deserve. I'm considered the publisher, but.
Well, you aren't just considered the publisher. You are.
Well, I am. But between you and Rob and Karen and Ruth and our great team of editors and proofreaders and all the real work gets done through you and through them and the great content contributors and on, it's a whole team project. And then it wouldn't get out if we didn't have all the volunteers that distribute
That's
the paper.
For sure.
Almost 400 area locations and all the things that are entailed with even billing the various advertisers and, you know, Holly helps with that and big teams. So
that's actually great.
It's a bigger team than the radio ministry. And people always ask about the radio ministry, and that's what we're known for, great news media. And I said, yes, but the facet of the Prime Life Times is an all-consuming, large enterprise in and of itself.
It is. It doesn't have the scope and the power of the radio ministry going out for, you know, 19 frequencies and all around the world and so forth. But I do think people are blessed by it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And for those that are unfamiliar with this publication, what I like to say about it is it allows us to have inroads into Walmarts and Subway sandwich shops and gas stations and restaurants. And people pick it up and then they learn about the radio ministry, which we hope has a transformative impact on their lives. And the publication itself has God-honoring content and many stories and devotional thoughts that help lead people to Jesus. But it's not a Christian publication in the sense.
Well, it's not a Christian.
Yeah, that's true. It's a lot of Christians put in the content and share the stories.
It's out there in the marketplace.
And we pray, but it's accessible to the general public.
It is.
And we always hope that that leads them either to the radio ministry or to a saving knowledge of Jesus.
Absolutely.
Because there are many stories that highlight the reason for the season, the Lord Jesus Christ. We appreciate the Prime Life Times. And we've had a number of people in the last few weeks subscribe for friends. You know, they want to give it as a Christmas gift or begin receiving it in January. So that continues to grow our subscription list. And appreciate that. And I haven't given an update in a week or so, but our marketplace, mall, studio, office space is all coming together. And hopefully this week, maybe by the end of this week or next week, we'll have the studio all wired and ready to go.
Well, we found the power cord to my computer, so I feel like we're ready to roll.
That was a big deal. Finally found that in the movie.
Somebody packed it away somewhere, and we found it.
And it's a very unique power cord because of the adapter and how it fits into the computer. We're like, I think it was on Monday or Tuesday, you were without the use of using that computer. You did work other ways.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, so it's all coming together, and I hope to announce a grand opening probably in early January, because we're waiting for our big Great News Media sign to be manufactured, and that's being done by a sign company out of Springfield. And so they've been working with us on that. And so,
well, that just makes such an important opening for me to say thank you, everybody that contributed. My word, Mark.
Yeah,
we
almost
making this center happen, and even the sign.
Yeah, it's almost all coming together. In fact, the last time I announced, we needed $1,290 to pay for everything: the painting, the transfer and storage of all the stuff from the other studio, the electrical work, and some of the purchases we need to get it all up and running. We started with $19,900, and we're down to needing $1,290. But then we had a $100 gift from Mark from Taylorville and a $25 gift from Kay from Gibson City. So we're now at $1,165 to have everything paid off, and so we're excited about that. I have some listener mail here. This came from Mark from Taylorville, and he says, the move in sure is a huge blessing and a hardship, because, you know, there's a lot of things that go on when you have to transition and
move
stuff.
Well, a lot of people have moved. They know the,
yeah,
the storage, story.
Yeah, the heartaches. Thanks for sharing it with us. I listen on Mark and Friends. Hey, hi, Mark. I hope to get by there to visit someday. I have visited the Springfield studio and was welcomed there. And then he shares a prayer request. But thank you, Mark, for the support. And, yes, we hope to be up and running with a grand opening probably early January. As soon as I know the date when our Great News Media sign will be put up, it'll be LEDs, big lights outside, I think about 25 feet wide. It's a great sign. And it'll look like there's the Old Navy sign next door to us and then Lens Crafters' big sign. And we'll be right in there lit up at night. So I can't wait to see that. So once we have a date for that, we'll probably announce our grand opening
and
have everyone come visit. So, well, yesterday, Marianne, I spent 2 or 3 hours signing a number of thank yous. I was a little bit behind. So those of you that have given to the WLUJ family of stations, sorry that it's taken me a couple of weeks, but there's been some legitimate reasons I've been working pretty hard.
I have to say, I think that's really kind and generous of you to apologize for that. But honestly, so many places do not have the head person, the president, sign every single thank you note and put a note on it. And you do that.
Yeah.
And it's really, I think it's really a wonderful thing, because you really appreciate
it. Yeah, I do, and it does take time, and I always use blue ink so everyone knows that this is really, this isn't being stamped.
Yeah.
And then
but
thinking,
you appreciate everything people do and give.
Yeah, and I always read all their notes, and if they have prayer requests, we as a team always pray it up, and I also pray for it and try to have a reply that has something to do with something that they said and appreciate their, you know, comforting remarks, or we prayed up their requests, or we thank them for their support. And I agree. I love Charles Stanley and Alistair Begg, so I always try to respond. But anyone, whether it's $5 or $5,000, they don't have to give it to the radio ministry.
No.
And so I really feel privileged, and it's a treasure, and we're entrusted with it. So we do work pretty hard to God's glory, and yet we want people to feel like when they give to the radio ministry, it's not only going towards a great cause, because I think this ministry is a great work of God, but they get a value because we work pretty hard. So I think they can entrust us and know that we're stewarding it pretty well. So, well, here's a note from Karen from Macon, Illinois. Dear friends, once again, I am thanking all of you for being available. I would never want to go back to the days when we had no Christian radio stations.
Oh, goodness.
You keep me informed of things going on in my country and around the world from a Christian perspective. And this is a WLUJ listener. WLUJ is the only station I listen to, and I listen daily to whatever I can. I can say you truly do lift up Jesus every day. I wish all of you a wonderful Thanksgiving, and just know a lot of us are thankful for WLUJ, love in Christ, and that was Karen.
Oh, what a nice note.
Amen.
Okay, do you want me to read one?
Yes, yes.
Okay, this is from Mason City. Norma says, so thankful for your radio stations and the good news of salvation and Christian living. What a blessing you
Amen.
Are. Thank you, Norma.
This is from Hazel from Macomb. So we have Macon, but we also serve Macomb. Keep up the good work, exclamation point. Message going out is essential, and that message is the good news message of Jesus. And I love that about WLUJ, lifting up Jesus.
Yeah,
that's
I like that.
Just a trademark that we'll continue to proclaim and celebrate.
Definitely. This is from Dawson, Illinois, Keith and Susan. Thank you, WLUJ. This is another WLUJ, for always being there for me and for so many others. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Yeah, in fact, these were from signing a bunch of thank yous yesterday. These are all WLUJ mail. So I signed all the letters.
You've made it all the way
everywhere.
Up to Thanksgiving. Okay.
Yeah, so, so here's a note. Now, their address label got ripped. So it's from Jean and Judy, and they write, enjoy listening to programs in the morning. And then they share prayer requests for their children, and they list their children. And we always intercede and ask God on behalf of the listener's request to pray through whatever they're sharing, whether it's a health issue or a job need or for family members. Mm-hmm. So we did that for you, Gary and Judy, and thank you for the opportunity for us to pray on your behalf.
Oh, yeah. Prayer is a gift. This is from Beardstown, Illinois. I think that's close to Lincoln.
Yeah, we have a tower in Beardstown.
Yeah.
We have some property there, too. It's told my family, I said, hey, we can go out there and camp someday.
You know, that's about like, all you can do out there by your tower.
Weed whack around the tower and a lot of cleanup, and we always have to maintain the towers.
Yeah. That's such a lovely thing to offer the family.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. Yeah,
that's nice, Mark. Yeah. This is from Jeff and Lisa in
Beardstown. And the price is right, too.
I'll bet it is.
We own the land, so we could just kind of camp out there.
That's so funny. I applaud your decision to do away with the professional fundraisers and keep your normal programming on the air. Well, thank you. That's very encouraging.
Yeah, we sent out a letter to the WLUJ family of stations, those that have donated or contacted us in the last few years, and that had been the pattern or the practice for 30-plus years to have two share-a-thons a year. And as we, as our radio board, prayed it through and sought after God and how could we be most effective and judicious in our time and efforts and energy, because to put on a share-a-thon, it takes weeks of preparation and meetings and gatherings and strategy and sessions and then additional mailings and follow-up and postage costs and all the energy that goes into that. And it's been very successful and wonderful and God-honoring. WLUJ has done it wonderfully these many years, but it preempts the programming that people really love and enjoy and
That's true.
The continuity of tuning in and expecting to hear Charles Stanley or whatever. And it kind of turns into a week of certainly it raises awareness and there are financial needs the ministry has, but it also kind of takes away from people just being fed and worshiping and tuning in and finding Jesus. And so we prayed it all through and just are trusting that God's going to provide through the people.
And, you know, one thing I think people really did like about the fundraiser is they got to come together a little bit and have fellowship in
right.
the station. But we're still planning on lots of that.
Yeah, lots of other ways of ministering to the team
Definitely.
And the volunteers and to the listeners.
Potlucks, things like that.
Yep, a lot of good things.
Coming up.
Well, I know we've got to get to the reading of the Prime Life
okay.
Times. Well, let me highlight a couple more. Here's from Frank from Springfield. I lost my wife June 15th of this year. Gift enclosed. And so I wrote him a nice little sweet note. And thank you for thinking of us and memorializing his wife through a gift to the radio ministry.
Very nice.
So.
All right. Shall I read one more?
Sure.
We have time. Okay. This is from Alexander, Illinois. Johnny and Mary, in thanksgiving for WLUJ's ministry through the people and programs. Thank you.
And I'll close out with the words from Carol from Springfield. We love listening to Donna Leland. Love the music, scriptures, and Bible stories she shares, and she has such a soothing voice.
Yeah, that's great.
And yeah, we appreciate her assisting us and filling in the morning slots. And she's also heard on WGNN on the weekends, as well as on the WLUJ family of stations. But she's a sweetie. She's been with the Moody Broadcasting Network for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And a great addition to our team. Well, a great addition to the December edition of the Prime Life Times. How about that transition?
To the edition
is on page A5. It's titled, Is It Really Better to Give Than to Receive? By Lori Borgman.
Okay, I can read that. I am at the making things even stage of Christmas. It's a family tradition. When I was a kid, my mother sent me to retrieve something from her wallet, and I discovered a scrap of paper with a handwritten list of Christmas gifts and what they cost.
Mm-hmm.
She was making a list and checking it twice, making sure there'd be no strife. Was such attention to equitable distribution necessary? Probably not in our minds, but it was in hers. Now, here I sit before an open computer file, analyzing spending. If only my mother had known about Excel.
Mm-hmm.
The tallies among families are within equitable margins. My long-range goal is balanced giving and a proportionate spread of good cheer. When did Christmas become the language of brokers and investors? A lot of tweaking is happening. As a result, Amazon has worn a path to our front door.
Yeah.
FedEx sends texts about deliveries and Kohl's dings my cell, letting me know a pickup order is waiting. Yet, there are still gaps, and I rack my brain. What to give? It's been said we give gifts we'd like to receive. Better judgment tells me infused olive oil and vinegars will not excite our son or our sons-in-law. Why can't I channel my inner outdoorsman, distance runner, or power tool expert? What to give? The interests of the grands span a wide arc, from dolls and art to robotics, books, Nerf blasters, and fossils.
Yeah.
There is no one-size-fits-all gift. So the hard work of thinking what to give continues.
What to give.
Then it comes to the...
I added that. That
yeah,
wasn't in the article, but it just seems like that would fit in there again.
Then it comes to me. Scotch tape. I said we try to be equitable. I didn't say we were lavish. They love tape. She's talking about her grandchildren. They're always asking for tape. I don't even know why any longer. I just peel it off the windows, doors, kitchen table, and chairs after they leave. People keep asking, are you ready for the holidays? In large part, they're asking whether all the shopping is finished. Giving adds wonder and excitement to the season, but no matter how hard we rack our brains for that something special, for that special someone, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping gift has already been given. The babe in a manger. Talk about lavish. Who among us would give up a child for the good of others? It was the most astounding gift, with a most humble delivery. There was no panel truck, no cell phone alert, just a young peasant girl, far from home, in a strange place, on a bed of straw. The anguish of labor, the exhaustion of delivery, the first cry of new life, and that new babe now breathing on his own. Surely there were a few moments of stillness, a span of sacred quiet, in which they absorbed the mystery and the miracle. Then it began. The celestial explosion, stars blazing, angels proclaiming, shepherds arriving. Whoever said it is better to give than to receive surely wasn't talking about Christmas. The driving question during this season isn't truly what do we give, but what do we receive? Merry Christmas. This is copyright Lori Borgman, used by permission. Lori is a newspaper columnist, author of 6 books, and an engaging, entertaining speaker whose articles appear in over 400 publications. You can learn more at www.loriborgman.com.
And Borgman, B-O-R-G-M-A-N. You probably knew that, but she's a sweetie, and what a great reminder for all of us.
The reason
for the season. And what I like with this Advent season, you know, the return thinking of Jesus is he's no longer just this child, this baby in a manger. He's the reigning Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He will be returning. And
I was really struck by her phrase for some reason, now breathing on his own, because that's always what we watch for at that moment of birth. Like, oh, look, they're breathing on their own. And it's like Jesus did that too.
Yeah, it's that amazing Emmanuel, God with us, very God, and yet helpless as a baby boy needing to be cared for and mm-hmm. taken care of. That paradox where here's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Master of the Universe, Creator of all, and yet dependent for that period of time.
God must have really trusted those two people, I'm telling you.
There's that, it's filled with mystery, too.
I know,
just
it really
like
is.
God and man, and yet a child, and yet going to return and rules the world.
Reigning King.
Amen.
Praise God.
So this is on page A5 of this month, the December edition of the Prime Life Times. And there's a lot of great stories, a great cover. We had Rob read that last week.
And I love that. Our cover story.
And this page is kind of interesting because there you have give a subscription to the Prime Life Times. And we're encouraging people to call in and give a $30 subscription. That would be 12 editions over the next year or beginning this month. And then it could be over the next 11 months. And then there's also our friends at El Toro. They continue to advertise, so there's a great little coupon. And there's Ken Welch.
I know, that little square head picture.
And he's going to be singing. Our Singing Men, we're going to have a Singing Men concert. We're not going to be at Marketplace Mall, but we're going to be at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. And he's one of our lead tenors. That'll be on Saturday the 18th. And so it's fun. You see a picture of his head and then like the Ghostbusters outfit.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah.
But Ken is known for helping clean up stinky floors and odors that are in your home or smoke or damage from different things.
His business is
known for that. One of his many businesses. he's very known. But he may be the one coming in and curing your home of bad odors or smells or if you've had flood damage or other things. The fun ad. We have a cure. Contact us. So Ken, who has a great voice, Ken Welch.
Yes, he does.
Helped also pay for this month's publication through his ad here in the Prime Life Times. So we appreciate the various ways that God supplies for this publication, for the radio ministry needs, being 100% listener supported. Yeah. We always cherish your gifts. And if you'd like to support us, we'd encourage you to write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or if you're part of the WLUJ family of stations, write us at 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. That's 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. Together we do better. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marian Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.